Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
So the Liverpool Hope University International Tennis Tournament is back for its 16th year. It runs from Thursday to Sunday at the Liverpool Cricket Club. Let's speak to the man behind it, Anders Borg. Morning, Anders.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. How are preparations?
Oh, at the moment, I'm up at the ground. We're just about to start our kids' day. We have about 750 kids coming in from local schools in the area being introduced to tennis, and they're also getting to watch the qualifying final. So the setup is beautiful. England, Liverpool on a sunny day is the place to be.
And of course, it looks like the weather is going to be kind to you. There's a brilliant bit of sunshine forecast for a few days.
I don't even dare to think or talk about it, but I have been told it's indeed looking very nice. So my heatwave order is coming through.
I love the kids' day. So many smiles on faces, so many new youngsters introduced to the sport.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that one of the highlights of the tournament is when we have them all on centre court. Obviously, none of them, or very few of them, have seen tennis live before, or let alone been to a tennis tournament. So they scream and yell like you do at most other sports during the rallies, and they're allowed to. So it's a great ambience.
Absolutely brilliant stuff. Right, you've got some great players coming down for the next few days. For those who haven't seen it before, watching professional tennis live is a totally new experience.
Yes, I mean, to me, it's like a day-night kind of experience. It's the quality of the play that these guys have. Most of them are ranked in the top 100 in the world and will be going down to Wimbledon afterwards. It's just unbelievable. And that combined with some of the more competitive legends like Guillaume McCanas and Robert Kendrick is a great product.
What's the cricket club like? Has it been easy yet again? You've had a few years there. Has it been easy to sort of transform it now? Is it becoming a little bit more of a straightforward operation for you?
Yes, indeed. We cooperate very well with the club. It's just a beautiful sight. They have, for anyone who hasn't been inside those tall walls on Egbert Road, I recommend anyone to come in there, because obviously it's not only cricket, it's rugby, it's squash, it's tennis and bowl, and it's a lot on offer here. And from the terrace, you are overlooking all those sporting fields, the River Mersey and the Welsh mountains in the background. What more can you ask for?
What a dreamy afternoon you have in store. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Is it straightforward to get in any of the days, or are you advising people to sort of pre-book a ticket, Anders?
Yes, the box office is now open for those who wish to pre-book. We also sell on the day. We have some great offers in terms of family tickets and also some two-for-one corporate hospitality tickets on the Father's Day weekend only.
Ah, Father's Day. Right, you had a very important mother there yesterday, didn't you? In Andy Murray's mum. So Judy
yes,
popped in for a surprise visit. What was all that about?
Yeah, she was here to promote her latest book, and it was an event organized by the Variety Children's Charity. So she was here to talk about tennis and also support the charity. So great lady and a great cause.
What did she make of the setup there? She been before and seen where you've actually put the tournament?
Yes, no, she hasn't been there before, so she was very impressed. And I obviously had to mention to her about this world record of the largest tennis lessons ever,
yeah,
because that's been going back and forth a few times, but it now firmly belongs to Liverpool. 806 kids had a tennis lesson there two years ago.
Yeah, going back and forth between her and you, isn't it? So
yeah,
there's been a little bit of a personal competition going on.
Yes.
Did she speak to you about Andy? Of course, he was terrific in the French Open, wasn't he?
Yeah, she said that he's very pleased with his clay court season, or at least the French Open, and now very much is looking forward to Wimbledon.
She didn't sort of nail her colours on the mast, so she didn't say she thought this was his time for another Wimbledon title.
I said that.
You said it to her, yeah?
I said it to her.
And she sort of looked at you frostily.
Yeah, yes. And I also said that her other son will win double, so she was happy.
Yeah, I tell you what, she's a great advocate of the game, isn't she? She puts a lot of time and effort into going around the country and supporting tennis events.
Yeah.
Right, so what have you got to do now? What's left for you to sort of sort out before the players arrive? When are they all here? When are you organising them, Anders?
So they're coming in today. So every evening we have a fantastic entertainment program for them. So tonight we're taking them to Almalia. It's a pizzeria down next to the Hilton, and we're going to Sapporo tomorrow, 60 Hope Street on Tuesday, and the Hilton restaurant on Saturday. So they will all get to experience what fine cuisines Liverpool has on offer.
They all love coming here, don't they? They all love a little bit of the nightlife after the tennis.
It's a relaxed environment, and it's very different from a competitive event. So yes, they do like it, and that's sort of the word on the circuit that Liverpool is a great place, not only to play and prepare, but also to socialise and meet some new friends.
Steve Hothersall's kickoff.
This is Radio City Talk.